After the system consolidation, all invoice-related processes for FY16 and later will happen in Epic. This means there are some important changes to how invoice notifications are sent and received for invoices created and submitted in the Epic system. Invoice notification letters like the bare notification letter will no longer be delivered via the U.S. postal system for invoices with a funding year of 2016 and later. This means that initially, service providers will not receive this notification at the time of the system consolidation. However, the bare notification letter will eventually be available to service providers in Epic in a later phase of the consolidation. Prior to the system consolidation, daily invoice status reports, or ISRs, were sent via traditional email to the email address specified by the service provider that signed up for electronic notifications. After the system consolidation, daily ISR files will be sent by the Epic system via an automated email to all users that have access to the associated SPIN number in Epic. In addition to these notifications, the Epic system will issue some new notifications via automated emails and tasks to remind users to take needed invoice-related action. We will learn more about these notifications later in this course. Despite these changes, the SPY remittance statement will continue to be emailed to the remittance statement contact listed on FCC Form 498. This contact can also access the remittance statement from the eFile portal. For help accessing the SPY remittance statement from the eFile portal, check out the Retrieving Remittance Statements in eFile video tutorial linked in the Resources tab of your course player. Click Next to continue.